Life Audio.
Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Well, hey there, and welcome to the Untangling Life podcast. I'm Rachel, and I'm so glad you're here today. Our journey today leads us to the most precious place on earth, one of the most precious anyway, our homes. In life's difficult times, we often turn to our homes to find comfort and peace. And today, I wanted to share about the art of praying through stress while at home. We'll explore several verses that offer timeless wisdom and guidance for finding comfort amidst chaos. And you know, chaos can manifest itself in a variety of ways, whether it's noise, crowds, disorganization, instability, unpredictability. There are so many signs that a situation can be chaotic. Lack of family routines, overcrowding, high levels of confusion, rushing around, hurriedness, frequent changes in your family structure or residential moves, or lots of background noise. Overall, chaos can have a negative impact on individuals and families. The objective of this particular episode is not really to talk about all the reasons that we can have chaos and stress in our homes, because most of us know that it exists. And so I'm not going to try to identify all those underlying causes, but really talk about how to pray through the stress in our home, because we can't control it is the truth. We do not always have control over everything that enters our home, whether it's via our hearts or via our hands. Before we dive in, I wanted to share a few simple ways you can relieve stress. None of these are rocket science or any type of major discovery, but I thought, like me, you might be able to use some simple reminders of ways to relieve stress. So one of the things that I do sometimes is I will just set a timer and sit for 3 to 5 minutes. I'll close my eyes or just stare, and I try to focus my mind on rest. But even just 3 minutes of no phone, no noise, just resting and having that timer set. And I don't have a lot of time often in the middle of the day, but a 3-minute rest can be very ideal. Another way to relieve stress is exercise, running or walking. In the winter, like it is now where I live, we don't get out very much, but I try to get out as many times a week as I can, whether it's a walk around the block with the dog or 3 miles. I'm a better wife, mom, and rider when I get exercise. So just taking that walk can be a great way to relieve stress. And then sipping a cup of tea. I found that a cup of tea in the afternoon or evening can make all the difference in the world. And then phoning a friend. Sometimes phoning a friend is a great way to relieve stress, actually calling and talking to someone rather than texting, right? Light a candle. I love candles, and I appreciate essential oils and a diffuser. And so even just using a diffuser or a candle can be a great way to relieve stress. Read scripture. Just breathe. Anticipate when you have a scheduled time of rest. You know, sometimes we don't even have 3 minutes, but if we stop to think, all right, I'm going to make a countdown. Countdown in 3 more hours, I get to sit down and rest. Or in 10 more days, I get to have a vacation. But plant that moment in your mind so that you can anticipate and enjoy the anticipation. I always look forward to date nights with my husband, and that is stress relieving. Find something funny and laugh. I can always count on my husband to make me laugh, and I love that about him. Laughter brings wonderful stress relief. So find something that you enjoy that makes you laugh, and just take a few moments when you're finding stress peaking and enjoy that. hopefully I've given you some great ideas for some very simple ways to de-stress. But now the most important one, at least for this conversation.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Is prayer. Prayer is a way to de-stress your home. Prayer has a profound impact on our well-being because we were created to commune with God. And so our first stop on this journey of figuring out how to pray through stress in our home leads us to Luke 10, 5 and 6. And Jesus said, "Whatever house you enter, begin by saying, 'Peace to this house.' If a man of peace is there, your peace will rest on him. If not, it will return to you." I would say our first lesson in this journey of praying through stress in our home is to pause and ask God to usher in peace. This lesson that Jesus taught about walking to your home or walking inside of a home and bringing peace with you is so beautiful because it means we have the peace of God living inside of our hearts. And so what we bring to the door of our home is whatever is inside of our hearts. As you enter your home, let the atmosphere shift and enjoy peace that God gives you, the peace that passes all understanding. We often have the tendency to believe that we're in control of our lives. We make plans, set goals, work hard to achieve them, and we hope to create the life we desire, or we hope to control the negative situations. The reality is that there are many things beyond our control. I have learned that through the hard valley of walking through disease and death. Many of you know the story of my precious Taylor girl who lived for 22 years with a terminal illness, a neurologically degenerative disease that eventually lifted her to heaven. And we can't predict or prevent all the challenges that life throws our way. I certainly couldn't with Taylor. This is where the wisdom of Psalm 127:1 comes in, where we're reminded that unless the Lord builds our house or watches over our city, our efforts will be in vain. We need to recognize that God is in control of our lives. And when we surrender our illusion of control and invite God to take the lead, we can find peace even in the midst of stress and turmoil. In times of stress, it's easy to feel overwhelmed and powerless. And then some of us, that makes us feel like we have to take action to fix the situation. But the best thing we can do is let go and trust God. When we invite God as the divine architect to build and watch over our home, we're placing our trust in a force that is so much greater than ourselves. This is a powerful source of comfort and strength, and we can stay grounded and centered in the face of adversity. After pausing to ask God to usher in peace in these times of stress in our home, we can embrace God's protection. In 2 Thessalonians 3:3, it says, "But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen you and protect you from the evil one." And I would say that amidst the chaos of stress, you have to anchor yourself in the unwavering faithfulness of the Lord and let divine strength infuse you. That will provide a shield against the onslaught of anxiety. And so praying allows that promise of protection to envelop your home. It reminds you that God is in control. You are not. Neither is someone else who is trying to control the narrative. In the sacred space of prayer, peace can always find its way home. And God's unbelievable, unfathomable peace is just something that I not only crave, but saturate myself in. Stress is a common experience that we all face at some point in our lives, no matter what's bringing the stress in. But we can find comfort and peace by inviting God into our homes through prayer, by surrendering our illusion of control, embracing His protection, and inviting peace to reign in our homes. We can overcome stress and find a sense of calm amidst chaos. I hope this episode has been a source of encouragement and inspiration for you to find solace in prayer and to experience the blessings of a peace-filled home. Remember, in the sacred space of prayer, peace can always find its way home. Thank you for joining me today. As a way of saying thank you, I want to invite you to enjoy a free gift, 10 prayers to clear your head and calm your heart in the chaos of life. This beautiful free ebook of 10 prayers is my gift to you, and you'll find it at the link in the show notes. Thanks so much for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
Considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.